In the provincial army, 9 or more were killed and 61 wounded. As to the regulators, it's unclear how many were hurt because many were carried away. Sources range from as few as 9 killed and an unknown number wounded to 300 killed or wounded. At least 15 were captured. After the battle, Tryon returns to the nearby camp overnight and his men tend the wounded, militia and regulator alike brought back by wagon. The next day at 5 p.m., they bury the dead near where they had parked their artillery with full military honors. One regulator prisoner, James Few, is hanged without a trial. Tryon says the men demanded action against some of the outlaws to the point that some refused to march forward, while others declare they would give no quarter for the future. That is, they would kill rather than capture opponents.
The Moravians relayed an eyewitness report saying Few was given the alternative of being hanged or taking an oath, and he chose the former. Tryon asked him twice more, and the man with the rope around his neck was urged to yield and refused. The governor turned aside with tears in his eyes as he was swung into eternity.
Few may have been mentally ill. Among Husband's papers was a letter from Few claiming he was sent by heaven to relieve the world from oppression and that he was to begin in North Carolina. The army continues as far west as the Yadkin River to rescue the volunteers trapped there before returning to Hillsboro. 6 other regulators are tried and hanged there, including possibly James, though probably his brother Enoch in his place. Visit our Hillsboro page for details. The rest of the prisoners are pardoned. Tryon also offers a pardon to all but a few leaders in exchange for swearing allegiance to the king. Eventually, around 6,000 regulators throughout the state accept, a number large enough to shock many people in the East. This brings the War of Regulation to an end. Because of that oath, many regulators fight in Loyalist militia for the British during the American Revolution. Others fight on the Patriot side. Tryon's former forces split as well. Historians generally agree the battle should not be seen as a precursor to the American Revolution, being focused on issues specific to North Carolina and not involving the British Parliament. But it received wide newspaper coverage throughout the colonies and inspired some of the revolutionaries a few years later.